Campus Chronicles is the ultimate podcast for college students seeking real stories, honest advice, and empowering insights to thrive in student life and beyond. Hosted by Brooke Young and the Campus Chronicles team, this weekly show features inspiring interviews, practical tips, and conversations that tackle the challenges, wins, and personal growth that comes with university life. Perfect for college students, campus leaders, and young adults looking to make the most of their journey, one episode at a time. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and join the community redefining what it means to thrive in university. When was the last time you said yes and immediately regretted it? You knew you were tired, you knew your schedule was already packed, but you said yes anyways. If that sounds familiar, this episode is for you, and it's an excellent reminder for me because this is one of the big things that I struggle with. So hey friends, welcome back to Campus Chronicles. I'm Brooke, and before we get into this, I have a shameless ask. If this podcast helps you navigate college life, hit subscribe and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. It helps more students find these conversations, and it truly makes a big difference. All right, done with my shameless ask. Let's talk about saying no. Most of us were never taught how to say no. I know I certainly wasn't. I was taught to be polite, to be helpful, to not disappoint people. And in college, that pressure is everywhere. You're trying to make friends, keep professors happy, keep up romantic relationships, friendships, show up for clubs, teams, group projects. You just want to be seen as reliable. And so you say yes, even when you're exhausted, overwhelmed, and stretched way too thin. And that's when the burnout creeps up. Because here's the truth that most people don't talk about. Saying no does not make you rude or a bad person. And this is something I have struggled with pretty tremendously, is feeling like if I say no, people are going to think badly of me. But over time, I've begun to realize that the price of never saying no is that I'm constantly doing things that I don't want to do and I feel resentful. And when I say no, I can actually be more honest. Because a yes costs something. Your time, your energy, your focus, your sanity. And when you say yes to everything, you're quietly saying no to rest, your priorities, your hobbies, your interests, whatever you actually want to do. And the cost adds up really, really fast. Because saying no isn't rejecting people like I always thought it was. It's choosing you. It sounds like I don't have the time for that right now, or I don't have the capacity to do that right now. And for the longest time, I thought that would make me a terrible person if I said that, but I realized it's really actually self-respect. You don't need a long explanation or to over-apologize. Over-apologizing has been my absolute crutch, offering way too many words and way too much context to my no. So I'm trying this, and I encourage you to try it with me, trying to keep it calm and simple, saying things like, I can't do that right now, or I don't have the bandwidth this week, but thank you so much for thinking of me. Keeping it kind, keeping it respectful, but keeping it significantly shorter. Because if you feel guilty after saying no, it doesn't actually mean that you made the wrong choice. It usually just means you made a new, unfamiliar one. Your nervous system is catching up, it's recalibrating. And the more you practice saying no, the easier it gets. It's just like going to the gym and doing an exercise where your muscle gets stronger. That's exactly what happens when you exercise your right to say no. It gets easier and you get stronger. You don't owe access to everyone. And you don't have to earn or beg or plead or barter for rest. You're allowed to protect your energy before you are completely debilitated and drained. Saying no isn't shutting doors. It's choosing which ones are actually worth opening. So before you go, I want to hear from you. Head over to Instagram, find the Campus Chronicles post for this episode, and tell me how you are practicing saying no this week. It's a decision that maybe you didn't over-explain or a boundary with your time, but regardless, I want to normalize this with you. And if this episode helped you, subscribe and share it with somebody in your life who needs to hear this. I'll see you next time. So if today's episode gave you life, perspective, or just a much needed moment to breathe in a busy world, I don't want you to keep it to yourself. Share it, tag us, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And if you're not on our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Go to campuschroniclespod.com and join the crew. We have all the behind the scenes things, unfiltered thoughts from me and the team, bonus resources, and insider only invites to events, giveaways, and things that we really don't post anywhere else. I promise I'm not going to spam you. It's just the good stuff straight to your inbox. Being in university is wild enough. You don't need to miss out on what matters. Sign up now and let's make this next semester the one that you stop surviving and start thriving. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, keep writing your own chapter. This is Campus Chronicles.